Hello and welcome to another edition of podcasts from peterwrightsblog.com. Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker and speaker. It's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. Let's look at focus. The topic for this month's blog post is focus. I will be focusing on the topic with the intention of bringing you ideas and tips to help you focus on the activities that will help you create a successful and happy life. Closely aligned with focus is essentialism and the disciplined pursuit of less. That comes from Greg McGowan's book of the same name, which I wrote about in a post in June 2013. The link is in this post. Let's see if I can maintain my focus on this topic for a whole month without getting distracted. There's a lot written about focus, many suggestions on how to improve focus. Some are good, some are not so good. Most miss the point entirely. For many entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals, and other solo operators, it's not an inability to focus, but having something concrete, real, defined to focus on. Knowing what your business is, who are your customers, how are you serving them, what are you selling, and the difference between strategy and tactics. Walk down any street, sit for a while in any public place, and you will see hundreds of people of all ages absolutely focused on little screens in their hands, thumbs twiddling. We can all focus on anything that is compelling in the moment. Social media and entertainment on smartphones, computers, TV screens, live performances on stages. Some of us older ones can still focus intently on words and images on paper, in books and magazines. The problem then is not the inability to focus, it's the problem of what to focus on in an age of endless distractions. The key to focusing on the few critical activities needed to succeed in business and in life is discernment, knowing what is important and what are just pleasant, comfortable distractions. Product design, marketing, and selling are in the first group. Much of social media, surfing the web, learning, designing business cards, and thinking about office decor fall into the second. Goals are essential. They give you the why. Very often, too many people get distracted by how they are going to get their message across without thinking of what solutions they're providing and who they are providing those solutions to. I'll be giving you some ideas during the month to show you how to prevent distractions clouding your focus. For now, think about your goals. Ask yourself if you know the why, who, and what of your business. Get that right, and focus will become simple. Then the how and when will start to fall into place.